Welcome to the FRSNU podcast with Reverend Rebecca. We're glad you're here. This week, Reverend Rebecca asks us to look within to find the love that heals everything, that loves everything, that is your own beloved. Her homily is titled, A Doorway to Everything. Have a listen.
This morning, we come together here gathered for as many reasons as there are people in this sanctuary. We come to celebrate Passover, Easter, and spring. We come to uphold family traditions, sometimes of generations, of going to church on Easter morning. And we come to explore what exactly does it mean to be spiritual people. We come this morning with broken hearts, searching hearts, and loving hearts. However we come, we do so, I hope, with open hearts. This year, Passover began on Good Friday. Today, we are 2 days into the 8-day festival of Passover, 1 month into spring. And when I wrote these words just a couple of days ago, I wrote 1 month into spring, although we may wonder about that. And this morning, I crossed those words out, which was a really good thing. We stand or sit here at the end of the Christian tradition of Holy Week, at the heart of the Paschal story on Easter morning. Easter, known in the languages of Greek and Latin as Pascha, comes from the Hebrew word Pesach. Pesach, or Passover, honors the story of the Israelites' journey out of slavery into freedom. And who amongst us hasn't had a journey? Perhaps isn't in the midst of a journey. Out of bondage, from that which lets us be whole. The word Pesach is most commonly translated as Passover. Interesting, though, in the Babylonian and Aramaic translation, it means to have compassion for. To have compassion. Developing a compassionate way of living is a spiritual skill. It is a spiritual art that none of us will fully master. It is encouraged throughout all world religions, including religious naturalism and humanism. It is encouraged in ethics and philosophy. We often think of compassion as it relates to how we feel and act toward other people. An equal, if not perhaps even more important component of compassion is self-love. Like many truths, this truth of the absolute foundation of self-love in being able to be a compassionate person, that truth also is taught in world religions, perhaps less commonly taught or modeled in our day-to-day lives. When the Dalai Lama came to the United States in the 1990s, he was perplexed when he was asked by Sharon Salzberg in Massachusetts if meditation would cure self-hatred. What is self-hatred? He responded. He had never heard of such a thing. Jesus taught us to love our neighbors as ourselves. The Buddha taught self-love when he said, with a boundless heart of loving kindness, hold yourself and all beings Too often, we are taught to be aware of all that is wrong with us. As if by focusing on our weaknesses, we will be motivated and successful in changing them. In his book, The Mindful Path to Self-Compassion, Christopher Germer says we need to shift our mindset from curing ourselves to caring for ourselves. What if, in order to save ourselves and the world, we must love ourselves? What if we must love ourselves for who we are, just as we are, right now? This kind of self-love and self-compassion that I'm talking about, this is not self-care. This doesn't cost money. This is not about lattes and fancy cars or whatever it is outside of ourselves that we think, this will make me feel better. This kind of self-love, this is about a deep down, full-hearted knowing that you are lovable, you are worthy, and you are loved, regardless, in spite of, always. One of the truths I learned long ago is that there is nothing that any of us as human beings does, feels, or thinks that is unique. And though you may hear that to be something discouraging, when we live in the place of doubt and fear, self-hatred, feeling so alone and different and horrible, remember this. There is nothing that others in that exact moment haven't done or felt or thought the same. Sufi mystic Rumi wrote, "You suppose you are the trouble, but you are the cure. You suppose that you are the lock on the door, but you are the key that opens it. It is too bad that you want to be someone else." And we learned this same thing in our story of the stonecutter this morning. Jesus' message was about love, radical, nonviolent, all-encompassing love that works for justice and compassion in the world. And anyone who says that that love is soft, we can talk further. What if we gave it a try? It has to begin with love for ourselves. We are no strangers to the tombs of life. We know hardship, depression, addiction, injustice. We know what it feels like to be falsely accused, misunderstood, lonely, powerless in the face of loss. We know the tombs, and we must also know the resurrections of our lives. The resurrection of hope after a long period of depression. Laughter after what feels like an eternity of grief. Open-heartedness in a world that is full of defended and closed-hearted people. The resurrections of our lives day after day, season after season. The resurrections that says despite ourselves, yes, yes, to hope and love and purpose. Self-love. I invite you now, the person who's at the end of your pews towards the aisle, to reach under your tissue boxes. And you're going to find little round mirrors. Take one and pass them down your pew so that everyone has one. For those of you in the balcony, we're having them handed out. If you're in the lower level and you don't have one, please raise your hand and an usher will bring one to you. Okay. So here is my invitation and challenge to you. I invite you to take this mirror and to look at your face. Look into your own eyes. And for the very brave of heart, keep looking while I read our poem and blessing again. Beloved, comes like a mercy to the ear that has never heard it. Comes like a river to the body that has never seen such grace. Beloved, comes wholly to the heart aching to be new. Comes healing to the soul wanting to begin again. Beloved, keep saying it. And though it may sound strange at first, watch how it becomes a part of you, how it becomes you, as if you never could have known yourself anything else, as if you could ever have been other than this. Beloved, beloved. I hope you will keep these mirrors and place them somewhere where you will look at every day. And all you need to hear and remember is, beloved. There is a core of goodness, of light, and of love inside of you, inside of all of us, that is always there. It is there regardless of what happens in our lives, of how others perceive us or treat us. It is there beneath our shame, our fear, and our doubts. In our tombs and our resurrections, it is there. Self-love. It is the doorway to everything. Practice it daily. Amen, and blessed be. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy spring.
We hope you enjoyed this FRS in You podcast with Reverend Rebecca. To explore today's topic more deeply, consider the following questions. Where will I keep my mirror? What is one act of self-love that I can commit to doing this year? How would my life be different if I acted as though I loved myself without reservation? We'll be posting more FRS in You podcasts with Reverend Rebecca on our website, frsuu.org, and on our Facebook page. We'd love to see you in person at our services every Sunday morning at 10:30 at the First Religious Society Unitarian Universalist, located at 26 Pleasant Street in Newburyport. Or you can reach out to me, Nicole Salemi, Director of Community Engagement. Email me at nicole.salemi, that's Salem with an I, S-A-L-E-M-I, at frsuu.org. It has been good to be together.